Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Ballad of the Windfish on recboradio.org. Today is February 4th, 2010, and sadly it will be a short episode today because unfortunately someone called in sick to my work and I have to cover for them, which means I will be signing off today at 1 p.m. But it's not all bad because that means extra money for me. So anyway, we're going to get right into this. This one is from Damon. This is from his album on Consate Nation Records, and this is his song, They Came From Beneath. Thank you. you just heard the Mini Bosses with their classic revision of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. From there, we're going to get into some slightly older music from 8-Bit Peoples. This is Mr. Spastic, and this is his song Funktify.
I'm
Welcome back. You just heard Matthias Hagström Yurt. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, thanks to KLJCRB. And that was his song, Rather Plain T-Shirt, from his album We Express Ourselves Through T-Shirts. From there, we got some more new stuff. This is Little Scale with his Handheld Heroes release. This is one of my favorite tracks from the album. This is Recollections at the Edge of Denial.
Thank you. makes me a better foe. Keep running, you try and catch me, go, I'm winning. It will be over soon, I'll be the first one, I assume.
You just heard Multiferos from his new EP Dreams off of the Calm Down Killer Records net label, and that song was Bouncing. From there, we got another one from Calm Down Killer. This is the J. Arthur Keane's band from their Misfits tribute album, and this song is Skulls.
We'll be right back.
you just heard the Smash Brothers with their track On It from the game Earthbound, and from their Bacon EP, which you can grab for free over at thesmashbrothers.com. And it's highly recommended. 7 awesome tracks of video game remixes. From there, we're going to get into some more Valentine's Day fare. I know it's still about a week away or so, but why not get in the mood now? And this is more like a teaser trailer for the Valentine's Day special we'll be having next week on Thursday. So here is Video Game Orchestra with their song Stand By Your Ram.
Chances with her had to be about zero, but we got to talking. I couldn't believe she was so down to earth. Still, it felt like a dream. She is too perfect. How can it be? Thank her parents, her relatives, her whole family tree. My girlfriend's a hacker, best hacker ever. She's quick on her feet and her code is so clever. Yes, she's a hacker and brilliant as well. Who knows what she cast, but I'm under her spell. My girlfriend's a hacker, best hacker ever. She's quick on her feet and her code is so clever. Yes, she's a hacker and brilliant as well. Who knows what she cast, but I'm under her spell. Now I'll tell you what happened the other night after 2600. Check this out. So I gave a talk about cross-site scripting. We're on the way home and she starts reminiscing. She liked the presentation and loved the exploits. She understood the concept, so what's the next choice? She loads up a site with the JavaScript buffer, hacks into that, so she goes for another. No application was safe in her head. Next thing I know, she's owned half of the web. And I'm terrified, but she's laughing instead. Wants to keep going till the other half's dead. Then the next day, we were on a fast walk until she saw somebody on the laptop. 2 minutes passed and they're looking confused. Accounts locked out, not letting them choose. Started doing hacker stuff, it was unruly. No, not that, I mean like Hackers the movie. She had all these like smiley faces all over the screen. I'm like, where did you get this? My girlfriend's a hacker, best hacker ever. She's quick on her feet and her code is so clever. Yes, she's a hacker and brilliant as well. Who knows what she casts, but I'm under her spell. My girlfriend's a hacker, best hacker ever. She's quick on her feet and her code is so clever. Yes, she's a hacker and brilliant as well. Who knows what she casts, but I'm under her spell. Completely amazing, we really moved up. Creative and generous, this is too much. The birthday gift from her was no trade-off. My very own custom Counter-Strike aimbot. Perfect, accurate, knowing her well. She hacked it, tested, and coded herself. Headshots galore every time that I play. And wait till you hear about Valentine's Day. She posted a love note, hot like fever, at the top of each site in my RSS reader. A few winters back when it was 0 degrees, she camped out overnight just to get a wee. Yes, it's the truth, and we had a great time. Next morning came numbers 1 and 2 in line. Kept one to play and one on eBay. My girlfriend's a hacker, what can I say? My girlfriend's a hacker, best hacker ever. She's quick on her feet and her code is so clever. Yes, she's a hacker and brilliant as well. Who knows what she casts, but I'm under her spell. My girlfriend's a hacker, best hacker ever. She's quick on her feet and her code is so clever. Yes, she's a hacker and brilliant as well. Who knows what she casts, but I'm under her spell.
Welcome back. You just heard Dualcore with their track My Girlfriend Is from their album Lost Reality. Before that, you heard Video Game Orchestra with Stand By Your Ram. And we have another Valentine's Tinge song. This is Pixel Hate from his album. I can't remember the name of the album. Oh well. Anyway, this is Pixel Hate with his track I Can't Run to You Fast Enough.
Thank you. sequence of steps in glycolysis, and I know how to catalyze amide hydrolysis, and I know the first 40 digits of the value of pi. I convert to Celsius without a thermometer, and I know how to calibrate a light spectrometer. I haven't figured you out yet, but I really like to try. Erica, Erica, I've been across America, stumbling all the way through. But there's more to me than just esoterica. There's lots of love, yeah, for you. Now I know every bone from the toes to the cranium, and I know 27 uses for uranium, and I know what the ideal gas equation is for. With help from Thermophila, and I know the reproductive cycle of Drosophila, and I know you're in there. I wish you would open the door. Now, Erica, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. Yeah, but there's more to me than just esoterica. There's lots of love, yeah, for you. Symptoms of malaria, and I don't coin the term cell. It was Robert.
Fuck!
Thank God. I knew it was a loss of motion, and I know the osmolarity of every major ocean. I don't know how to please your guess. I'll go back to my books. Erica, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. But there is more to me than just esoterica. There's lots of love for you. Now, Erica, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. Yeah, but there's more to me than just esoterica. There's lots of love for you. One more time. Now, Erica, Erica, I've been across America, studying all the way through. Yeah, but there's more to me than just esoterica. There's lots of love. Thanks.
Welcome back. You just heard Joel Tetriault with his science-based song, Erica. And from there, we're going to get into some more chiptunes and VG rock stuff. And to bring us back to that is Metroid Metal with his song from Variosuite. This is Meridia Escape from Super Metroid.
We'll be right back. inside the wind channel. Your tail was supposed to make this chill. So like it's in. I can say that I'm trying.
Welcome back. You just heard Seal Equality with his track Noise Conductor, and that was off of the three-way split album over on pterodactylsquad.com, or you can check them out at tesquad.com. That's ptesquad.com. And from there, we got another one from Seal Equality. This time, it is another track from the same album, but this one is called Impossible.
Closer to the spine. Yes, and you mentioned.
You just heard Lahome Manente with his track Out of the Cave from one of his older albums off of the now, I think, defunct Katina label. Anyway, from there, that brings us to the very end of our show, sadly. So I would like to thank everyone that came to hang out in the chat for the short time there was. That would be Pongball, who was awesome enough to be in there the whole time. Same with Melodics. And Zio and JMR showed up a little late, but they're still awesome for showing up at all. Not like Moldylocks, who may possibly be listening and you need to get in the chat more often. Next week we have our Valentine's Day show next Thursday, and probably just a regular normal show on Tuesday. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you for listening. Tune in again on Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time here on rcboradio.org. And this is the final track to take us out. This is Year 2000X with their track Mega Man 3.